Health care and expanding Americans' access to it is shaping up to be a major campaign issue for Democrats. Many of the presidential hopefuls are signing on to some kind of Medicare for all in their 2020 platforms, but they don't all envision the same thing. Dylan Scott is a policy reporter for Vox, and he's looked at the different incarnations. Hi, Dylan.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, so there are many plans that include some kind of Medicare for all. Explain first, what is Medicare for all?
It's important to be clear that there is a bill that Bernie Sanders has introduced called the Expanded and Improved Medicare for All Act. And that bill would set up a national health insurance program that would cover every single American. Over a period of a few years, every person would transition into this new government health care plan. And it would cover basically every medical service that most of us would need. And it would cover that at little cost to the patient. You wouldn't really have to pay any money out of your pocket when you went to the doctor or picked up a prescription or ended up in the emergency room. And so that's what Medicare for All is. That is the kind of North Star that Senator Sanders has set up. Now, there are a lot of other competing plans that have tried to attach themselves to the Medicare for All language, but they would not go nearly as far, and they would not set up a single payer system like Bernie Sanders' bill would.
Okay, so his is the most aggressive form, would you say, of Medicare for All?
Yes. Yep. And in the view of his supporters, it's the only version. All the others are weak imitators that are just trying to glom on to this popular slogan, but aren't actually nearly as ambitious or as thorough in remaking the healthcare system as people on the left would like to see.
So take us through some of the other proposals with some of the other candidates.
So you have some other ideas out there, like a Medicare buy-in, where you could open up, you know, there's one version of this where people 50 and over, between 50 and 65, could buy into Medicare. You have a more expansive versions of that where that would allow any American to buy into Medicare if they wanted to, but it would be left a choice. There would not be basically a requirement that you sign on to the government plan. And then there are a few plans that get a little bit closer to Medicare for All but don't go all the way. They would basically get rid of Medicaid. They would get rid of the Affordable Care Act. Everybody who is uninsured, all of those populations would be enrolled into a new Medicare government program. That plan would still preserve employer-based insurance, which is what about half Americans get their insurance through work. It's kind of the bedrock of our system. And the political challenge for a program like what Bernie Sanders wants to put into place is you're going to disrupt insurance for those 150 million people and ask them to go join a government program. And so what CAP and this Medicare for America plan would do is preserve that kind of foundation of work-based insurance. And all of these plans are working towards the same goal, which is expanding health coverage, allowing more people to join a government program that's based on Medicare. The question is whether you're trying to get everyone into that program in a very short time, whether they want to do it or not, or whether you are more opening up an option and giving people a choice. And that obviously creates a much longer time horizon and preserves a lot of the system that we have today, which is more maybe politically palatable. But for people who believe that single payer is the best way to get to universal health coverage, it's really a half measure in their eyes.
And by the way, I just want to get into the terminology there. Single payer, universal health care, Medicare for all. Are they all names for pretty much the same thing?
I would say yes. Universal health care is sort of the goal of making sure everybody has health coverage. Single payer is one way to achieve that, which is having every single person covered by one government insurance plan. Medicare for all is kind of the uniquely American brand that has been put onto the idea of universal health coverage and single payer. Like I said, the Bernie Sanders bill, the single payer bill that he's put forward, is called Medicare for All. There are some of these more incremental plans that have tried to attach themselves to that slogan because it's quite popular. And that's one of the debates that Democrats are going to have over the next couple of years is what does Medicare for All really mean? Is the only solution a single-payer system, or can some of these more limited approaches still end up being the right approach here in the near term?
Yeah, a Kaiser poll in January found 81% of Democrats support Medicare for All or something at least called that. What are some of the other proposals that are being put forth that seem to be gaining steam?
Sure. So one thing that I think we've seen is that, you know, Medicare for All, those three words pull very well, but opinions are still malleable. People are still figuring out how they feel about this. If they hear they have to pay higher taxes or that they're going to be forced off of their private insurance, they might not be as fond of it. Something that's been pretty consistent is that while Medicare for All is pretty popular. The idea of a Medicare buy-in, of just creating a choice and allowing people to join Medicare if they want to, usually polls even higher than a Medicare for all single payer system. And so that's, I think, why you've seen a lot more mainstream Democrats say, like, well, maybe we should look at these more incremental approaches that seem to be more popular with Americans and wouldn't risk the same kind of political backlash that a single payer system might.
Would Medicare for all reduce the cost of health care? Is that the main motivation here?
There is some evidence that Medicare for all would help to reduce costs. We've seen projections from liberal-leaning groups and from even conservative-leaning groups that show a single-payer system would actually cost less than the system that we have right now. So that's one of the arguments that supporters make. The other one is the idea that health care is a human right and we should provide health insurance to everybody.
Would Medicare for all mean higher taxes then?
It would. Now, the trade-off, its supporters would argue, is that instead of paying insurance premiums to your insurance company, you're going to pay taxes to the government. And hopefully that's close to a one-for-one trade. But in the end, yes, like the tax bill that people would be paying to the government seems likely to rise, given that there's just not enough money in existence right now to pay for a single-payer program.
And what would it, or even some of these stepping stone laws, inching maybe closer to Medicare for all, what would that mean for the private insurance industry?
Well, that's one of the questions Democrat candidates are facing. You know, for I think the single payer true believers, the idea of getting rid of the insurance industry is a feature of this kind of program. I think there's obviously more mainstream Democrats who are less comfortable with that idea, who see a role for preserving private insurance. And so that's one of the things they're going to be debating over the next couple of years is what kind of role should private insurance have, or should the goal of this whole project be eliminating it?
One more thing. Where are Republicans on this issue of access to health care and costs?
I think if Republicans are still in the wilderness a little bit after the failure of repealing Obamacare a couple of years ago, they clearly see some political salience in running against the idea of socialism. You know, you hear President Trump talk about Medicare for all as socialism, and candidates lower down the ballot have adopted that language as well. But right now, I think Republicans are still trying to figure out what their more proactive healthcare vision is.
Dylan Scott, policy reporter for Vox. Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you.